Commemorative plaque for the Risorgimento Martyrs, 1923. When the town council took the decision to put up a plaque in memory of those that fell during the Great War on the council building facade, it also decided to place a memorial stone on the other facade, overlooking what is now Piazza Rondani, to commemorate the people of Traversetolo who lost their lives during the Second War of Independence. It put up 1,000 lire for the purpose, asking artist Renato Brozzi to design both. He accordingly created a plaque with a pair of hexagonal tiles decorated with laurel and oak branches. Bronze plaque by Pietro Carnerini, 1887 to 1952. The Manzini plaque was placed on the south-facing wall of the council in 1993. It was produced in 1948 by Traversetolo-born artist Pietro Carnerini, who was born in Traversetolo in 1887 and died in Gorgonzola in the province of Milan in 1952. The work was commissioned to commemorate industry founder Tito Manzini by his heirs and was originally placed inside the Manzini factory. Now it is in Traversetolo, having been donated by his heirs, following the major exhibition of the artist's works held in Traversetolo in 1993. This wall plaque is one of the best bronze sculptures Carnerini produced and tells the whole story of the factory. It starts in the middle, where a goddess of agriculture in the guise of a prosperous 20th century peasant woman offers up the plentiful produce of the land. The factory is generated by the agriculture. In the insert on the left, we can see workers producing machinery for the food industry. The insert on the right shows the interior of a preserving factory in full swing. Man's work symbolizes prosperity because it increases trade, represented by Mercury, top left figure. Accordingly, it is a victory in the guise of triumphant industry, crowned with a laurel wreath, top right figure. The composition is clearly of liberty inspiration and seems to pay tribute to man's industrious nature and the farming culture traditionally found in the Parma area. But if we look more closely at the painstaking details found in the plaque, we can make out another interpretation. Work as man's dignity, duty, and necessity is distorted by the illusory freedom the factory seems to offer. The race for industrialization and trade are merely new forms of slavery and alienation, which have a far greater impact than the farmhand's labor.